Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda in sunny Buffalo, New York, and welcome to the show. This is the Optimize My Life brought to you by the Hope Collection. This is kind of the week in review. This is just a half-hour show, Monday through Friday, noon to 1 Eastern time. There are just different topics all week and just wonderful, you know, hometown heroes on Monday and travel Tuesday and Wednesday, Beth Wyman, who is a registered nutritionist, gives so much wonderful advice. Thursdays, Bob Oakley from New Jersey covers family matters and housing things and just a whole range of topics. And then Friday, we have our sister charity, the Golden Rule Society, and Captain Len Kane. And so he takes over the Friday show, and he has so much information. He's actually the hope of the Golden Rule Society, and Len Kane have been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. That's how wonderful his organization is too. So that kind of wraps up a week of noon. There's also other shows, and I unfortunately do not have the calendar in front of me. I do need to get that for next week. Of other shows at different times, things that can just really help. We always think of ourselves as connectors. We may not have all the answers, but we can reach out and connect with people that may be able to help. So that is really the goal. The slogan of the Hope Collection is helping others by helping them help others. So it's an ongoing mission, you know, by helping in giving some people the knowledge that they can reach out and help other people with that same knowledge. So that's really exciting. So it's February and it's Valentine's week. Tonight, my husband Ron and I are hosting a Valentine party from our church. We're having it at a banquet hall that we just, you know, use all the time. That they're just so wonderful. But our church is hosting this a Valentine banquet, Valentine party, and we have a fabulous committee put together, and we're so excited. We had 55 people coming. Then we're trying to hit 70. We had to cut it off at 99 people coming for this party. So it should be so much fun. Wish us luck that everything goes smoothly. But, you know, even if it doesn't go smoothly, it will be fun. Not everything is perfect and not everything goes as planned, but it goes. And so that's the important thing. That we can Have a wonderful time, just a relaxing, fun time. We have a great musician that we were recommended to, and we actually went and heard him sing at a coffee house. And it is a coffee house run by a motorcycle group, a motorcycle gang, at a Christian coffee house. And everyone was so friendly and so nice. You walk in and you have all these, you know, guys with long hair and their motorcycle colors on and the motorcycles, and then just worshiping the Lord. It was such an experience. So the singer that was performing that night actually is going to be performing at the banquet tonight. So that should be a lot of fun. So we have door prizes. We have dessert. We have a wonderful dinner planned. So we're really excited about that. And we have our friends coming down from Canada that should be here, hopefully by 10. I say that because the show ends at 9:30 and I have to really get dressed because I baked some more cupcakes. We're having just a simple vanilla and chocolate cupcakes for a dessert. And so I just decided this morning to bake some more, so which I did. So it's just going to be a wonderful time. You know, Valentine's Day it's celebrated in some way or another, really around the world. And the history behind Valentine's Day is so cloudy, you know, who or if there really was a Saint Valentine. But, you know, that really doesn't matter. It's the thought of, you know, reaching out to loved ones and just being romantic and just, I wouldn't have gotten dressed all the way yet early, but, so it's just, you know, either with roses or candy or, romantic cards, you know, it's just, yeah, it's the sentiment behind it. Some people celebrate with a fancy dinner, others with a box of chocolate. So it's just, you know, whatever. Now, in Japan, it's customary for the women to give the chocolate to the men, whereas here in the States, it's the opposite. It's usually the men giving the chocolates to the women. So there's, you know, different traditions and different, you know, funny takes on it. So, you know, which is fun, which is good. The most important thing is that if you have a special someone in your life, maybe even your mom, you know, give her a pretty card. Or give him a nice card, and just just do something special to make the person in your life feel special, and so that's the most important thing. It's not, you know, a dozen red roses, which would be to me a little over the top but roses aren't the only flowers. Back in Victorian times, they had different flowers meant different things, and I thought that was interesting. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but, you know, different flowers just meant different things. But in most of America, especially in the north part, in February, finding special different flowers is a little difficult. So kind of the professionals took over back in the early 1900s, and so florist flowers became the norm here. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you do or how much you spend. It's the thought that counts. It's the making somebody feel special, and that's the most important thing. So with that, one of the things I'm going to have, what I've done for tonight's Valentine party, is put together a program. And so on the back of the program, I had found this poem a couple years ago, and I used it once before. And so I'm just using it again. And it's just something really to keep in mind. It says, in God's eyes, every day is Valentine's Day. One day a year is set aside for those we truly love, when really there's no limit on the heart of God above. For God loves each and every one, every day of every year, affection found within his grace when we keep him near. Regardless of the calendar, you can count on this. You will always be on top of God's most cherished list. I thought that was a cute little poem for Valentine's Day. Yes, just remember that even if you don't have anyone special in your life right now, which I hope is not the case, but remember you're on God's Valentine list. You know, he cares about you, and he's the most important one that you want to be, you know, to want to care for you. So, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's 1 Corinthians 13, 7 and 8. And it's just part of a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message. If you have time, get your Bible out and just look up 1 Corinthians 13 and just read that, because it would just make your heart just beat wonderfully. It's really talks about love, and of course God is love. And so just keep that in mind. Give yourself a Valentine by just reading 1 Corinthians 13, and your heart will just be gladdened by it. So, well, I was hoping we'd have some call-ins, but it is busy. Saturdays really are such a busy time, but especially here, I know I just was reading about the East Coast may get some snow and storm. We've been very lucky here in Buffalo, other than the 1 week that we were actually housebound because we had 7 feet of snow. But that is like the one and only real storm that we've had. It was a doozy. We could not leave our house for a week because we could not get out. It really was that deep. But now we're down to green grass again. So we may have some little flurries, but I'm hoping that we do not have any major storms. Ron Clayton, who is the president of the Hope Collection, just had his knee replaced, entire knee replaced last Tuesday. And so he is recuperating. I see that he is up and dressed. Actually, he's dressed in the suit that he's going to wear tonight. I'm just going to put jeans on until I'm done, ready to get dressed for the evening. But he's already in his suit, so we may have to make some changes there. But you know, it's just a lot of fun for us to host something like this, and we have a wonderful, wonderful committee this year of people that we're just getting to know. We've been going to this church for a little over a year, and so we don't know everybody, but we just asked some people, hey, would you like to help? And they said yes. So that's what we've been putting together this fancy party that would just be just hopefully that is just a blessing to everybody. One of the things that I really always like at parties like this, is, and I've done it for a number of years, is door prizes. Because have you ever gone to a party that they give out door prizes and everyone at the table wins something except you? And so we have gotten together 99 or 100 door prizes. And some are big, and some maybe just a tiny little box of chocolates. but everybody will get something, and that's the major thing that I want to, you know, make sure that we put together, that everyone just gets something to take home. You know, somebody may get a gift certificate to a restaurant. Somebody else may get a little, you know, dollar candy bar. But thing is, it's not as important what you get. It's just the fact that you have something. You have a little favor to go home with. So that was my thinking. So we're happy about that. So, but it's 9:15, and I may just cut this call short today. And next week, I'm sure we can have more people join us and just to stop and say hello. This is really the week in review, and just talk about what's going on in people's life last week and what they look forward to in the week ahead. And that really is what this Saturday show is about. So, and it's February 10th. So just remember, February 14th is the traditional Valentine's Day. Just make somebody happy and make yourself happy. Just don't forget, you know, dust off the old Bible if you haven't picked it up for a while, or of course if you read it regularly, just reread Corinthians 13, and it would just gladden your heart. So with that, I'm going to say have a happy, happy Valentine's Day, and have a wonderful week. You make it a wonderful week, and that really is a choice that we all have. You know, things will come up, you know, that maybe isn't what we want, but it's how we respond to situations, good and bad, that really make the difference in our lives. So with that, I am going to say goodbye for Saturday, February 10th, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend and the coming week. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time, the call-in number is 714-816-4686. I'll say that again. It's 714-816-4686. And that way you can just learn something during the week. You know, fill your mind with possibilities of hometown heroes, of travel, of health, wealth, you know, health and wealth, whatever you want. And there's so much information that can be gleaned from these calls. And next week I'm going to put together the entire list, because those are just Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time. But there are other calls and other outreaches that can really encourage you and give you some direction. And so I'll have that information next week. So until next Saturday, this is Linda in Buffalo, and I'm going to sign off right now. But have a wonderful time. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time, take a listen to the host, the Hope Collection, Optimize My Life calls. Bye-bye for now.